From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Crying out loud. All right. Hello, everybody. Yours truly is in a bit of a mood today. So all you liberals out there and trolls, beware. I have a question for you. I'm one of those people that cut the cord, and I took advice from many of our great listeners before doing that. But then I started signing up for all of these, like you've got the Paramount, you've got the Hulu, and all these others, Discovery, the whole nine yards. And I'm realizing now, I think I'm actually paying more for these extra channels than I was for all of cable. And the problem is, like, Amazon Prime, and the thing is that the whole point of it was that they take out all the commercials, so you can basically go and just watch these shows, right? And I know, Ben, I'm starting the show on a different topic, but this is on my mind. And I want to get this off my chest, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to have a fun afternoon together. So anyway, the whole point of it was you get all these great programs. You don't have to worry about the ads, and that's it. Netflix, too. And I notice now that not only am I paying more money, but they've also started inserting these mandatory ads. And then if you don't want the ads, you've got to pay even more money. And now word comes out that Disney is now raising prices for Hulu and ESPN Plus. Again, is this just me? Are you guys getting aggravated by this? It's honest to goodness, I'm almost ready to go back to regular cable because I think that actually might be cheaper. And then when you throw in all the, Fox, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, now you can't just go to Fox and read the stories. You have to sign up. And then once you sign up, you've got to log in every time. They make it so incredibly difficult. This is why I appreciate Newsmax. At least when you go to Newsmax.com, you can read their stories without having to go through, God and country and turn over your Social Security information. Anyway, all that to say, I got another notice this morning right before coming upstairs that the rates are going up on one of these other, I got the guesses, Hulu and ESPN Plus. And I'm done. I mean, there's some great shows, and I enjoy Paramount, by the way, is a great network. I think that will be the last one that I get rid of. But I'm wondering, have any of you folks noticed that you're now paying more money? You cut the cord, and now you're paying more money for your cable shows. Or is that just me? Anyway, it's all depressing, and I blame the Democrats. And here's the reason why. They're responsible for these price increases. Everywhere you go, prices are through the roof. And yet, and I caution you on this, ladies and gentlemen, as hopeful as I am, and I've told you, and I do believe that Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide if the Christians get out and vote. But I have a few concerns here that I want to share with you as we start off the conversation today. Because I don't think a lot of people going out and voting right now are voting because of pocketbook issues. There's a brand new report out of Newsmax that an overwhelming number of early voters are, in fact, females. And one of the big issues driving women to the polls is the abortion issue. And if that's the case, and we see record-breaking numbers of women coming out, and they're embracing Kamala as the first woman president, Kamala, the defender of abortion rights, there could be some trouble on the horizon, which is why we need to chat about this, because I'm not convinced that an overwhelming majority of Christians in this country are going to be going out and voting on Election Day. I don't think they've been convinced yet. And the Republican Party bears a lot of the blame for that. So does the Trump campaign, to be perfectly blunt about it. But Trump is now trying to fix that. And we saw a big event yesterday. And Franklin Graham, many others were there. We've got some audio from that in just a few moments. We will play it. But the reality is we are going to need a miracle on top of everything else. We're going to need a miracle to pull out this win on Election Day. Now, Charlie Kirk also shared some rather troubling information on the situation among young voters. We're talking young millennials. And there is concern that there's been a surge in younger voters. Now, Charlie Kirk is reading that as being possibly problematic. For Trump. I just don't see that. I just don't see that. I see younger people going to the votes as a positive for Donald Trump right now. And to be, you know, again, based upon all of the information I have seen, I think that Trump is going to do well among younger voters. I'm not sure that Kamala Harris is attracting unless those younger voters are female and they could actually be going for Kamala Harris. So what does all of this mean to us? Well, it means a couple of things. First of all, we have got to figure out a way to get these Christians out to vote. And so many of them have been put upon by the Republican Party. They have got to get over it. We have got to, and hear me on this. If Christians, if you stay home and don't vote, first of all, I believe that's a sin against God. I believe you have a responsibility to get out and vote as a Christian. But if you don't get out and vote and Kamala Harris wins elections, there will be churches shut down in America. You mark my words. There will be a full-on assault against people of faith in this country. You've already got the Pentagon training up officers to believe that a lot of Christian ministries in this country are akin to domestic terrorist groups. So they've already laid the groundwork for Kamala to come in and these radical progressives. And if you think things are bad now in the White House, wait until Kamala Harris gets in. So again, I believe that we are on track to a great victory if, and it's a big if everybody gets out and does what they're supposed to do on Election Day. So, look, we've got early voting underway. There's a lot of concern about what's happening right now in the state of Georgia. And, folks, all I can tell you is you've got to report. If you see something, you've got to report it. And then call your local radio station and talk to someone in their newsroom. Call your local TV station. But if you see something squirrely going down at your precinct, you need to let people know about that. You need to let us know about it if you're out there. And I know there's a lot of noise, and sometimes things are nefarious, and sometimes things are not nefarious. But all I can say is this. We don't want to have what happened in 2020 happen in 2024. I don't think the country can handle it. I really don't. And I still to this day believe Donald J. Trump won that election in 2020. So anyway, we've got a lot of audio to get through today, a lot of conversation. Our good friend Ben Dieter is going to be here also. We're going to be talking to Ralph Reed. They have been out there, and they have actually knocked on, get this, are you ready for this? The Faith and Freedom Coalition, they have knocked on more doors than the entire Republican Party combined. Now, what does that tell you right now? It tells you that Ralph Reed and his group are kicking butt, and it also tells you the RNC's got to step up their game. Don't you find it ironic that the Republican Party is the one that's hurting right now for money? By the way, Ted Cruz, and we had a caller about this yesterday, Ted Cruz is in a fight for his political life right now down in Texas. And the reason why is Mitch McConnell will not release any senatorial money, campaign money to Ted Cruz. What's up with that? Honestly, folks, what needs to happen is an emergency meeting needs to be held in Washington, D.C., and Mitch McConnell needs to be removed from power. And then they need to send a big fat check down to Ted Cruz. But the other component of this is Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, who is campaigning actively for Kamala Harris. And granted, look, she's not going to be pulling away any Trump supporters at all. But that's not their plan. Their plan is to pull off enough establishment Republican votes that Trump will lose. So you're going to, again, you've got Donald Trump, and once again, he is fighting his own party here, in addition to the Democrats. So there are a lot of potholes along the way, and I don't want you to wake up on Election Day and go, geez-a-loo, what happened here? Again, landslide election if we get out the vote. If every Christian in America votes, Trump wins, hands down.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Here's Liz Cheney, cut number 2.
And so I think that we are facing a choice in this election. It's not about party. It's about right and wrong. And I certainly have many Republicans who will say to me, I can't be public. They do worry about a whole range of things, including right. violence, but they'll do the right thing. And I would just remind people, if you're at all concerned, you can vote your conscience and not ever have to say a word to anybody. And there will be millions of Republicans who do that on November 5th, vote for Vice President Harris.
So I'm curious, as we go to break here, ladies and gentlemen, are you hearing of this in your communities, in your towns? Are you hearing that there are millions of Republican voters who are quietly going to be supporting Kamala Harris? Because if so, those people are not Republicans. They're Democrats. And they're heathens. But they're mostly Democrats. That is a very dangerous thing if that happens. And Liz Cheney is butthurt because her family, they profit when American soldiers die. That's why Liz Cheney is upset, because Donald Trump was the only president in modern American history who did not involve this country in a war. That's it. But when Liz Cheney and again, her family, Liz, the daughter of Dick, when they're out there and they're on the campaign trail, they're counting on Kamala Harris getting us into another war, because that makes them wealthier. That's all. That's all this is. This is payback. Donald Trump blew up the deep state. Donald Trump blew up the military-industrial complex. And now there is holy you-know-what to pay. I mean, that's what's going on here. And Trump, if you want to have an argument about conservatism, I don't think Trump is a conservative. I think he's a libertarian. I think he is a populist to some extent. He's certainly not the classic definition of a conservative. Neither is Liz Cheney. Neither is Mitt Romney. They're just Republicans in name only. But at least Donald Trump is standing up for the American people. And Donald Trump has said, you know what? There's no way that we're going to get ourselves involved in somebody else's squabble. That's not who we are as a people. And all I can tell you, I mean, if you want to see how that went, just take a look at Iraq right now in Baghdad. Those people didn't want freedom. How many American souls did we lose in that war for a country that doesn't want freedom? If you don't want freedom, fine, you're on your own. But I'm very curious here about those numbers. Are there really going to be millions of Republicans voting for Kamala Harris? All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Our number to call in today, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Also, counting down the day until Steve Bannon is released from prison. That should happen on October the 29th. Yesterday, we had Maureen Bannon on the show. That's Steve's daughter. And you can listen. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast yesterday. It was a powerful interview. Maureen Bannon, she is now the CEO of War Room, also a military veteran. She served in the U.S. Army. You're going to want to go and check out that over at toddstearns.com. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, hang on tight, because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, so here's the deal. Kamala Harris is off the campaign trail today, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a very good reason why. She is spending all day preparing for an NBC News interview. And for whatever reason, they feel like she needs an entire day off the campaign trail to prepare. Meanwhile, Trump, I mean, look at what happened with Trump over the weekend on Sunday. He works a shift at McDonald's. He goes out, does a rally. He goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers football game. And then he's right back at it the next morning. But Kamala Harris, she can't keep up with that pace. And now they're desperately hoping that this NBC News interview, which, by the way, is a taped interview, ladies. It is taped. In other words, we could have another CBS 60 Minutes situation here, where they cobble it together to make it look like she's a sober woman. And by sober, I mean not drunk. Now, we have a good, vibrant audience here, a very diverse audience on the Todd Starnes radio program. We have Baptists who drink sweet tea and buy their booze in the neighboring county. We've got Methodists who buy their booze wherever they live. We've got people, we've got drinkers and non-drinkers. We've got folks who love a little Tennessee sipping whiskey. We've got folks who love a fine wine. We've got all sorts of folks that listen to this radio program. And I don't judge. That's between you and your maker. Just do it responsibly. But that being said, I just have a question for you fine people. And I suspect many of you are very responsible drinkers. You think Kamala's got a booze problem? You think she's bad to drink that one, right? I mean, she is. I wouldn't lie to match anywhere near that woman. I think she might just spontaneously combust. But many people are wondering, and especially with her performance yesterday, if she was a few sheets in the wind, as they say. Oh, here's Kamala. Cut number six.
Let me, if I can just speak to the what people are feeling. We cannot despair. We cannot despair. You know, the nature of a democracy is such that I think there's a duality. On the one hand, there's an incredible strength when our democracy is intact. An incredible strength in what it does to protect the freedoms and rights of its people. Oh, there's great strength in that. And it is very fragile. It is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. And so that's the moment we're in. And I say do not despair, because in a democracy, as long as we can keep it in our democracy, the people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be. And so let's not feel powerless. Let's not let overwhelming nature of this all make us feel powerless, because then we have been defeated. And that's not our character as the American people.
What in the sweet name of Mother Liberty is that woman talking about?
Do not despair. I had a Bradford pear tree in the front yard. I love pears. They're a delicious fruit, pears. You know, that's how the animals went on the ark in pairs, two by two. What is this woman talking about? I think she's drunk, ladies. I think she's got a drinking problem. I sincerely do. Either that or they're drugging this woman up. All right, we gotta take a break. I could use a pear right now with a little cottage cheese. No, that's Grandmother Stearns. That was her favorite snack with a pair of them. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. It's Kamala Harris Alush. We'll be right back, America. Why does the building smell like pumpkin, like a pumpkin patch? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. What's that? Okay. Dylan says that apparently the lovely Miss Cassie, who is our brand new call screener, and we're very excited to have Miss Cassie on staff, but she is like a barista. We're like highfalutin now, but she's introducing new coffee flavors to us. I'm not sure. I'm old school. I'm a community coffee kind of a guy. That's just how I roll. But I guess now is the appropriate time. If you're going to start drinking the, pumpkin flavored coffee? Is that what they call it? Pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice. I guess now's the time to do that. So there you go. All right. Wow. Welcome back to the show. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So look, remember it was a couple of months back, Kamala Harris was calling Gen Z stupid, right? So she was out there saying that all you Gen Z people are stupid. Look, I don't think you're stupid. I do think you ought to answer your text messages in a more timely manner, but I don't think you're stupid. I think, as a matter of fact, Gen Z is the one generation that could actually pull our fat out of the political fire. So now Kamala Harris, realizing she stepped in it, so now she is backtracking, and Kamala Harris is now saying that she loves all of you Gen Z people. Cut 7.
I'll tell you, and I know this is a controversial topic for many of us, I love Gen Z. Because we have Gen Zs in our lives. We have kids who are Gen Zs. It can be complicated, I know. I love Gen Z.
I love Gen Z.
Yeah, that woman's on something. That may not be a powdered donut she's been eating. I'm just saying, something's wrong with that woman. All right, let's go to the phones here. Jeff in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, KWAM. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind? Hello, Jeff.
You mean Jerry? Am I on the line?
Are you Jerry or Jeff?
I am Jerry.
All right. Well, my apologies. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
All right. I had to ask the lady who answered the phone if I misheard you, and she says I did not. Apparently, 30 minutes ago, you said that if all Christians went out and voted, Trump would win by a landslide. I think, Todd, it's time to call a spade a spade. You, sir, are a blasphemer. And any of your people out there who are listeners who believe that crap, they are blasphemers as well. Jesus does not, the book of the New Testament, the gospel, does not deal in fear and in hate. And that's
what did I say preach. That's fearful? Well, first of all, I don't preach, Jerry. This is a talk show. We have a conversation. But I'm curious, what did I say that's hateful?
Oh, it's not about the Christians today. It's what in general you do. That's what.
No. You made an accusation, and I'm giving you an opportunity to defend your point. You said I'm a hateful person. How am I a hateful person?
Todd, I'm calling because you said Christians, if they voted, they would vote for Trump. That is blaspheming.
How is that blaspheming?
Because Jesus is who we worship as Christians. He's the Christ. And Jesus represented hope and love and forgiveness.
That's the Republican Party right now. They represent hope and love.
No. God, again. Let's leave it. I didn't expect to turn you around, but I want you to know that there
are. Well, you haven't turned me around at all, Jerry. I'm just trying to understand. You've made some pretty scurrilous accusations against me, and I am giving you, and I'm being very nice about it, I'm giving you an opportunity to defend yourself.
Okay. What exactly do you want to hear?
You told me that I was spewing hate, and I want to know what was hateful about what I have said.
All right. The last time I called you, it related to your talking about transsexual people and homosexual people. I told you.
Whoa! I've never said anything negative about a gay person. Never.
Yes, sir.
No. Name one.
You told everybody on that phone call that gay people did, that God did not create gay people. God did create gay
people. I never said such a thing. Jerry, I never said such a thing. That's a lie. That is a lie, Jerry.
I'm saying it.
Well,
I'm saying it.
Then,
you,
sir,
are a hateful, hateful man.
How am I a hateful person? You have not provided a shred of evidence, Jerry, and I'm giving you a chance, and now you're making me aggravated, Jerry.
Well, I am glad. Maybe you'll want to pray about it, Todd. Maybe you'll want to pray about it.
Pray about what, Jerry? Let me ask you this, Jerry. Do you think it's okay for a boy, a 6-foot-tall boy, to play on a girls' volleyball team and smash volleyballs into the face of girls? You okay with that, Jerry? Yes or no? Easy question, Jerry. That's a softball for you.
I am not for that because...
Does that make you a hateful person, Jerry?
Todd,
I think you're discombobulated.
You're incorrigible.
Jerry. I'm incorrigible? Wait a second. I thought you said I was hateful. Jerry? You there, Jerry? Jerry, yoo-hoo. Oh, I think we just triggered Jerry. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Jerry the Liberal from Memphis, Tennessee. Now, look, here's the deal. We gave Jerry an opportunity to defend his position, and that's what we do on this program. By the way, Jerry, I'm not like Kamala Harris, and let me ask you this, Jerry. I would have loved to have had Jerry on for a further conversation. I think we could have converted him to the right way of thinking here. What's blasphemous is voting for a political party that wants to kill babies once they're out of the mother's womb. Jesus hates that. Very well documented in the New Testament, Jerry. Unless he maybe goes to one of those churches where they fly the rainbow flag instead of the Christian flag. I don't know. But if you want to talk about good versus evil, you're talking about a political party right now, ladies and gentlemen, that hates God, that tried to vote God out of the party platform. You have a political party where their main candidate, Kamala Harris, actually ordered 2 young Christian men to be removed from her rally just a few days ago because they dared to say Christ is King, Jesus is Lord. Now, that to me looks like a blasphemous political party. So if you're going to come onto this program, and Jerry, you're welcome to call back, not today, but you're welcome to call back, and you've got to come armed with facts, because I'm going to fire back with facts. And if you're not ready for that, that's between you and the Lord. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio from yesterday's town hall meeting, and this is a great example for you of what we're dealing with. You see, here on this radio program, we are a conservative talk radio program. And just the other day, I've got to share this story with you. This is a great story. Wow, I am so far off. There's so much I want to talk about today, but we're not going to be able to get to it because I'm on these tangents. I'll give you an example of what we're dealing with here. On this program, I love everybody calling in. I love the radical liberals. I'll even get a heathen on the line. You know why? Because I love debating ideas. I love that. But the other side, they can't stand it. So anyway, we announced, and if you're listening to us on a local radio station, you might want to let your local radio station know what we're about to do. On election night, yours truly, after our noon to 3 show, I will be hosting a 6-hour live election night special on radio stations all over America, and we hope to be broadcasting on the radio station that you're listening to us on right now. So we opened it up and we said, hey, we're going to offer this free of charge. It's going to be a fun night. We're going to be the only election night show where you, the great listeners, are going to be able to call in and talk and have a great conversation. So I got an email from a radio station, and the guy said, where is this this email? So the guy said, we would love to carry your show, but we are owned by the local school board. We're a public radio affiliate, and we have to make sure that every single thing that is said on that radio program of yours is fair and balanced. And I'm like, okay, we can do that. Republicans are great. Democrats are heathen. Fair and balanced. I don't think that's what they're looking for, though. But my point is this. There are a lot of folks out there in the radio world, in the broadcasting world, and they don't want to have conversations like this. They want to shut down conservatives. They want to shut down opposing viewpoints. We don't do that on this radio program. And I know people like to go out there, oh, Starnes is a far-right extremist. No, Starnes is not a far-right extremist. Starnes just likes having a conversation with folks. Kamala Harris does not. And I want to play some audio. This is from last night's town hall. Maria Shriver. And this was the whole thing. Kamala Harris meets with the people. And you had Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, there. And you had Maria Shriver and Kamala Harris in this audience. And somebody in the audience asked a question. Hey, I'd like to ask a question, right? Because you were invited. It's a town hall. They're promoting it as ask the candidate. So a person, hand went up in the air. Excuse me, I'd like to ask a question. And here's what Maria Shriver said.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and I hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
There you have it. You see, on this radio program, we don't have predetermined questions. You call in, we have a conversation. Agree? Disagree? It's okay. We have a conversation. But Kamala Harris's campaign is so terrified of putting her out there that they won't even allow an average American citizen to ask a question. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is working the fry line and serving up Big Macs and quarter pounders out the drive-through window, talking to whoever's driving by. By the way, yesterday on Newsmax, we had one of the people in that drive-through lane, the lady from Brazil, and what a sweet, kind, precious soul this woman was, and she was so thrilled to meet President Trump. By the way, I asked her, I said, I had two final questions. I said, number one, what did you order? And she said, well, I ordered a Big Mac with fries and a Coke. And I said, how are the French fries? She said they were the hottest, crispiest, saltiest McDonald's fries she has ever had. There you go. Kamala Harris can't do that. She's not that kind of a. And you know why? Because she's not who they want you to think she is. They want you to think Kamala Harris is right out of a Tyler Perry Madea movie, right? She's a auntie, and she goes out there, and she's stirring up her big old bathtub full of collard greens where she washed her ass, and she's out there at church clapping and waving in the choir and got the hot sauce. That's not her. That woman's a radical Marxist who wants to fundamentally change America. That's who Kamala Harris is. And that's all I got to say about that. But if she invites you over to the vice president's house for supper, don't eat the collard greens. Don't eat the collard greens. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
We now take you behind the scenes of the Kamala Harris for President campaign. Let's listen in as Bill Clinton continues to be a surrogate for Kamala.
Okay, Tiger. This time, let's stay away from the border and immigration.
Okay.
Now, I want you to go out there, make me proud, and explain away this stupid economy.
You know me. I can do it. The comeback kid.
And remember, don't give Trump a leg up this time.
Trump. Melania Trump. Melania. Thank you for coming out. Now, I know inflation has been a problem for all of y'all, but help is on the way. Melania. Kamala.
Melania should be first lady, not Dougie.
Kamala has shown us that she's not ready.
What the hell? Thank you for coming out today. Bill is fine. Maybe a little bit of touch of the sun. But he's for Kamala, and you should be too. Bill, what's the matter with you?
Melania.
Oh, hell. That explains everything.
Join us next time our hidden microphones take you behind the scenes.
No, don't take him home.
Of the Kamala for President campaign.
Don't take him home. Not till we get a doctor to sedate him.
All right. Thank you very much, our intrepid reporter, Paul Shanklin, inside the Beltway for that exclusive report. Let's go to the phone lines. Orlando, Florida. Jacob. Jacob, what's on your mind?
Yes. Good to speak with you, Todd. I had a topic since it was in the news about the abortions and all that type of thing with marriage and families. I don't know if you're aware of the stats, but it came out a while back ago that 25% of 40-year-olds in the United States have never been married. And this was a significant increase from the 20% in 2010. This is according to the new Pew Research Center analysis of the Census Bureau data. So apparently people are not getting married anymore. That could be a big problem.
Well, as far as people just remaining single and not getting married, I mean, look, there's certainly been a shift, I think, a change in marriage. A lot of people are waiting until their, you know, late 20s, early 30s to get married. That is going to be a problem, again, when you look at the aging boomer generation, where it was an overtly large, these were the families, these are the kids born after World War II. And the reality is that we are not replacing those numbers. And so you've got an aging population and a much smaller population coming up. And that could be a problem down the road. All right. Appreciate the call, Jacob. And thank you for hanging out with us. All right. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we've got some great guests. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to the RNC co-chair. That would be Michael Whatley. He's going to be joining us. Also, Ben Dieter is going to drop by. And our good buddy Ralph Reed, the founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, is going to be weighing in as well. And coming up in the last hour as well, our good buddy Harry Hurley from radio station WPG and KXEL in Iowa. And again, we mentioned earlier this hour that we are going to be hosting a special primetime Todd Stern show. It's going to be an election night special, 6 hours of live coverage. We're going to be on 100 radio stations around the nation with our coverage on election night. And if you are a radio station and you would like to carry the show, all you have to do is send us a quick email to grace@kwamradio.com. That's grace@kwamradio.com. Or you can give us a call If you are a local radio station and you would like to carry the show, just give us a call, 901-260-5926, and we'll get all that information to you. Again, 901-260-5926. Also want to say thank you so much for our good buddy Jack Hibbs out of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hill, promoting our book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can get yourself a signed copy right now. Head over to Amazon. They've got a full stock of books, and I'd love for you to read that before Election Day. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of The Big Show coming up.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So, brand new polling data out today from the state of Georgia. I want to share this with you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is your one place, noon to 3 Eastern, where you're going to have fun conservative conversation, and we're very glad that you are here with us today. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Yes, that's 901-260-5926. We actually like to talk to our listeners here on this program. Former President Trump holds a lead over Kamala Harris in Georgia. This is according to a new poll conducted by the Atlanta Urinal Constipation and the University of Georgia. 47% going for Trump, 43% for Harris. And the Atlanta Urinal Constipation calls it a slight lead. By the way, this is from a Fox News story, and it's really amazing to watch Fox News actually start turning away from President Trump here. As a matter of fact, the Fox News pollster was among those talking bad about Donald Trump and whether or not Trump would actually win on election night. So you got to watch those folks over at Fox, people. You got to watch it. The poll comes as Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is facing pressure to release the results of a voter roll audit that he announced over the summer. According to former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, who now serves as a chairperson behind the effort, quote, millions of illegals have flooded our country since 2021, and it's well documented that thousands of them successfully registered to vote in multiple states. Reading again from Fox, but even with early voting now underway, Georgia voters are still waiting for confirmation that non-citizens are not casting ballots in our elections. Now, you know, it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pretty low bar that your Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has to jump. I think it's pretty important to know, especially in battleground states, whether or not illegals are voting en masse. And by en masse, I mean 1 or 2 or 2,000 or 20,000. Elections are for American citizens, not illegals. Now, her comments come more than 3 months after Raffensperger announced the state was conducting a save audit of non-citizens who may have registered to vote. He called it a vital step to maintaining election security and integrity in Georgia. So what's going on in Georgia here, people? Raffensperger said, we are double-checking to make sure that if any non-citizens attempt to register, they will not be able to vote unless they prove they are U.S. citizens. He also warned you could get a prison sentence of up to 10 years and $100,000 in fines. This is not good. Raffensperger has, for whatever reason, chosen not to release this information, telling News Nation just a few weeks later that the audit was complete and boasting that he could promise residents of the state that only American citizens are voting. Really? Well, let's see it. Let's see the goods. That's what are we waiting for? Meanwhile, in Georgia, again, a key battleground state, This is the headline from The Hill. Georgia's new election rules scrutinized by courts as voting begins. Georgia judges are now picking apart controversial new election rules. The rules imposed by Georgia's Republican-led state election board stood to upend election procedures in the weeks before Election Day. The Georgia Secretary of State warned that chaos would be unleashed with the 11th hour changes. Proponents say the rules will better safeguard November's election. The state board, we have two judges who have affirmatively shut down the state election board, claiming they're either acting hastily or arbitrarily, or they're just fundamentally acting outside their statutory powers. This is according to a constitutional law professor at Georgia State University. More than 1 million ballots already cast. Georgia State Election Board, an unelected panel of three Republicans, one Democrat, and a nonpartisan chair, came under fire after passing a slew of rules in August and September, raising concerns over attempts to slow down the certification process in favor of GOP candidates. I'm just going to ask here, you folks in Georgia, do you feel confident that you're going to have a fair election on Election Day? Certainly a lot of concern there in the Peach State. 901-260-5926 is our number. I want to play some audio from Newsmax. Senator Tommy Tuberville on the channel earlier today talking about Kamala Harris. She's taken the day off. She's not on the campaign trail. She's cleaned off her schedule so she can focus on a pre-taped interview with NBC News. Cut four.
Kamala Harris, she's taking the day off. She's going to spend all day just to prepare for an NBC interview, which will be taped. Of course, this would be like, you're a football coach. This would be like 2 weeks before the national championship if you decide not to practice. Does this make sense to you?
Well, I think they're just trying to keep her off camera, to be honest with you. She's been a disaster. Her poll numbers keep going down. Donald Trump is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, he does not quit. I mean, he keeps going and going and going. You know, he's called me before at 2 or 3 in the morning. Coach, what are you doing? I'm sleeping. What are you doing? he sleeps 2 or 3 hours a night, but he loves what he's doing. He loves the country. He's our only chance. We can't lose this. We can't have another 4 years of this nonsense of spending money that we don't have, of all the things that are going on in foreign wars. He will get us out of the wars. He will get us back to spending the right way. But we've got to get an identity back in our country. Right now, we don't have an identity, and the Democrats are all to blame for it because they pushed all this agenda that is totally nonsense.
Well, he's right about that. And going back to Georgia, you've got folks there now predicting there could be an historic turnout among black voters for Donald Trump. Bruce Lavelle is a business owner, and he says that contrary to what Stacey Abrams and the other top Democrats are saying in Georgia, and again, they're accusing Trump of racism and sexism. Absolutely no evidence of that at all. But again, Bruce Lavelle says we're talking about Stacey Abrams, a failed person who ran for governor twice, made herself very wealthy on her super PAC. He says Democrats have been playing the race game. We saw it coming down the escalators when Trump came down in 2015, and they're using that issue as the big bad boogeyman, and it's not going to work. You know, I'm with him on this. I just think people, it's almost like the transgenderism. And have you noticed, and this may be just me here, but it seems like we're moving beyond transgenderism now. It's going out of vogue. It's no longer cool to be trans, which is really bad for all you folks who went out there and chopped off your wee-wees. I'm just saying. But now it's like they've pushed too far. As a matter of fact, where is that story? I've got it around here somewhere. Ah, yes, here we go. There is an interesting story out of New Hampshire. This is Bishop Brady High School. It's a Catholic school. And the girls' soccer team announced they will no longer play teams that include boys, and so they're now boycotting a match against a public school because there was a boy on the squad. The boys stood nearly 6 feet tall and towered over the girls. Jeez, Alu. You know, isn't it interesting? You can always, when you see a photo of these teams, you can always pick out the dude, right? I know he may be wearing a wig. He may have shaved his legs, but, you know, you're 6'2", hairy armpits, pretty much you're a dude. Or you drive a Subaru. Governor Chris Cuomo signed a bill banning transgender athletes from women's locker rooms and teams, but a federal judge intervened, so that law's on hold. And President Trump, by the way, now announcing that protecting female athletes will be a hallmark of his presidency. Now, this is a huge deal. And God bless these little Catholic schoolgirls up in New Hampshire. But I'm tired of these girls having to forfeit and boycott games. What's up with that? It's not right, I tell you. Meanwhile, you've got the collegiate volleyball teams out on the West Coast, and those ladies are ferocious. And they're saying, you know what, we're not going to be competing in the Mountain West Division. There's San Jose State. They've got a guy on their team. We're not competing against that. It's a safety issue. So anyway, Trump says, here's what's going to happen. When I get elected, one of the first executive orders coming down is a full and complete ban on transgender athletes. If you've got a wee-wee, you will not be playing on the girls' team. That's all there is to it. But again, I find this fascinating because keep in mind, the Democrat Party, they can't even define what a woman is. Unless, in their minds, a true woman is a man. Right? It makes no sense to me at all. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Again, folks, head over to ToddStearns.com. Check out our store. You know, Christmas is coming up. We have a lot of great gifts. Things that you can get the conservative in your life. You're going to love it, folks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to order one of our Blessed Not Bitter coffee mugs and send it to Kamala. You know, maybe she can pour her little whatever she's drinking in there. People think she's sipping coffee, but it's, you know, I don't know. Malt liquor? I don't know. Whatever she drinks. I don't know what her drink of choice is. It could be Josh. I don't. Anyway, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Everything, and I was going to hit her really hard on the trail today, but now I don't have to because she's off. No, I can't get over it. Who the hell takes off? You have 14 days left, and she'll take a couple of more days off too. You know why? She's lazy as hell, and she's got that reputation. She's a radical left lunatic. She's further left than Bernie Sanders or Pocahontas. Now Pocahontas. Because I think, is Pocahontas further left than Bernie? Just about, right? It's close. Who the hell cares, right? Rick says, I don't know. But they're out there. But she's the furthest left. We can't have a person. She's a Marxist.
Well, she is a Marxist, and thank you very much, Mr. President, for that. But it's a great point. This woman really is lazy. I mean, she's not out there doing a heck of a whole lot. But it really doesn't matter. They are so discombobulated by the McDonald's event over the weekend that one event could very well lead Donald Trump to win the election. The New York Post headline, Don's Special Sauce, and it's got a photo of Trump waving out the drive-thru. Libs lose minds over Trump's McDonald's visit because that stunt may win the election. But look, nobody's having fun with this. And that's the whole point. That's what's so fun about this is the media. They've got no sense of humor. They can't take a joke. They can't step back and actually just laugh and have fun. And Trump's all about having fun now. He's having a good time out on the campaign trail. Kamala Harris looks like she's got a hangover. But the media, they never will give this man a break. Donald Trump could walk out there and save a cute little puppy from the clutches of a python. And the headline would be, Trump steals lunch from snake. That's who these people are. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So Kamala is now trying to come up with a new theme song. I kid you not here, folks. And she's got a tune in mind. Cut number three, please.
A presidential song for anyone. One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic. One nation under a groove. Getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the...
Dylan, can we get the number for AA? Can we? We're just going to pass that along. We'll just send it to the campaign. We've got a contact. Let's just, you know, she needs help. She needs an intervention. And Kamala Harris, please don't ever sing that again. Please, please just don't do that again, please. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. I'm telling you, folks, this woman slapped crazy nuts. Just slap crazy nuts. So while all that is going on, Trump is holding these meetings with Latino voters and business people. There's also a new survey out on black voters. Where did I put that video? Oh, here we go. Yes. This is from Fox News. So these are important numbers. All right. Kamala Harris is losing support among her own people. No, not the Indian American, the black Americans. That side of the ledger. So back in, if you look back to 2020, Biden got 91% of the black vote in America. Trump got 8%, which was still pretty darn good for a Republican. But this go around, are you ready for these numbers, folks? All right. 67% for Harris, 29% support for Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, those are explosive numbers. And this is why people are freaking out in the DNC HQ. They are hemorrhaging black support right now. And they thought that Kamala was going to be able to get like 100% of the black vote. And it's just not possible. Good for you, President Trump. It's a coalition like I have never seen in modern American history. I would almost, you would have to go all the way back to the 1980 election when Ronald Reagan whipped Jimmy Carter's behind. And what did Reagan do? Reagan campaigned on this idea of a big party ticket, right? The big tent Republican Party, and brought in all the evangelical Christian voters. That's how he won. That's why he won. Thanks to people like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. And then Ralph Reed comes along, and Ralph is going to be with us a little bit later, and maybe he can tell us some of the backstory there. But I'm telling you right now, things are not looking good for Kamala Harris. And you can see the vibe has changed. There's not a lot of joy anymore. Have you noticed that? There's just not a lot of joy. There's a lot of cringe. And cringe doesn't move the votes. I've been going on to the TikTok. And I've been watching a lot of these videos, especially among black influencers, and they don't like her. They don't like her one bit. As a matter of fact, there's a report out, and there's video of Kamala Harris at that Baptist church in Atlanta. They were physically removing people from the congregation because they were shouting down Kamala Harris. They were hauling them out. So she is not a well-loved person within the black community there in America. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, folks, if you are looking for a cell phone company that supports your values and also gives you incredible incredible customer service. Check out PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. I love these folks, and they have the best wireless service in America. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, Ben Dieter dropped by, and we're going to go to the phones as well. Hey, Dieter, how are you today?
I'm well, Todd. How are you?
Are you one of the pumpkin spice people drinking that stuff downstairs?
If it smells like a pumpkin, if it looks like a pumpkin, if it talks like a pumpkin, I consume.
I walked in, and I'm like, why does the building smell like Hobby Lobby?
Oh, yeah, it kind of does. Yankee Candle, right? I even have it in my shampoo.
Wait, what?
They now have, not only do they have, there's a brand, if you go to a local store, it's called Native Soaps, and you can get a pumpkin spice shampoo, and also you can get pumpkin spice scented wet wipes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
For your bum.
That's for your bum?
Yeah, like dude wipes for the toilet, and they're pumpkin spice.
Oh my God.
Not into it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, for me, it's like Irish Spring because I want to be zestfully clean, or Old Spice.
You don't want to smell. Oh, I was in Target the other day, Todd, and they have literal Girl Scout cookie shampoo and body wash. You want to smell like a Samoa? There you go. Is it a Samoa?
Is that cultural appropriation?
I don't,
that's Samoans. Never mind. The cookie's different there. Speaking of Girl Scouts, by the way, they're actually raising their dues. I guess they're in money trouble. They're going from $25 all the way to $85. You know that means they're going to be raising cookie prices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the cookies, though.
You're telling me you'll walk into a store and you'll see the little girls that are part of Girl Scouts and you'll walk right past them?
Yeah.
No?
I do. They're like, excuse me, mister, would you like to buy some Thin Mints? And I said, I don't like aborting babies. And I decline.
Yeah.
I say, no thank you, little girl.
Did they accept dudes? Have they started that? Or was that just the Boy Scouts that started welcoming girls into Boy Scouts? Or is that both of them?
No, I think both. So you can be trans. I think you have to, if you're a boy, you've got to be able to wear, do they still wear skirts on the Girl Scouts? I don't know.
Sports.
Or the pantyhose, skorts, whatever.
Yeah.
So for scouts, Boy Scouts is just scouts now. So you can be a girl, you can be a boy, you can be a shrub. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, dog scouts.
You can be a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Beverly from Georgia, WDUN. Beverly, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. This beautiful weather is just exactly what I needed.
Well, Beverly, I know you're gonna talk about Kamala's singing voice, and I want to play this for Ben Dieter since Ben's here. He may not have heard this. Dylan, let's play "One Nation Under a Groove."
A presidential song for anyone. "One Nation Under a Groove" by Funkadelic. One nation under a groove, getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the?
Beverly, is that in your playlist?
Yeah. Not exactly. Exactly, no. Oh, but it does remind me of something. It makes me think of my late father. He used to have a saying. He was an old Southern South Georgia country boy, and he had a saying when he saw somebody lay back and guffaw like that and just show all their teeth at one time, he'd say, "Why, she looks like a jackass eating briars through a picket fence."
That's brilliant. So she looks like a jackass eating briars through a picket fence?
Yes, sir.
I'm writing this down.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
I might
want to
hold on to that one.
I'm going to hold on to that one.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody else express it like that, but if somebody had a great big mouth on TV and they were just opening their mouth really big and, you know, talking or laughing or something, that's what he said.
Wow. Beverly, thank you for that intel there. I love it. Looks like a jackass. So Kamala Harris looks like a jackass eating briars through a picket fence.
Right.
Beverly, that's awesome. You call us back with more Southern sayings. All right, you got I love that.
That sounds like a Todd Starnes book title. That, I don't know what about, but that sounds like something that would end up in a book.
I'm
chapter.
A gun-toting, bobble-clinging, ass-braying American. Yeehaw, yeehaw. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
She has a witch's cackle. Didn't you used to, back in the day, have a Kamala cackle and said to this spooky season, what, we're a couple days out from Halloween, they would go into the witch's laugh.
Oh, that's true.
We need
true.
To bring that back
what
for the season.
Oh, we do have it? We have the Kamala Harris?
Oh, please. Right. Happy Halloween.
You know, now I understand why Doug was cheating on her. Or was that the first wife? I keep getting, when did the nanny come into the picture? Oh, that was before Kamala. My bad. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Beverly. Let's go to real quick Patricia in North Carolina. Patricia, you're on with me and Ben. How are you today?
Hey, Todd. I'm doing great.
What's going on in North Carolina, Patricia?
Well, first of all, I'm a Trump supporter. I haven't voted yet, but I'm going to, Lord willing. I know that we have people in our country illegally. They were handed a photo ID that doesn't make them a citizen. But I was going on the North Carolina State Board of Election.gov site. And even if they come to vote, it has a whole list of things. The reasonable impediments to showing your photo ID, and it's just bukas of reasons like work or school schedule, they lost it, it was stolen, it was misplaced, or they have a religious objection to being photographed.
Right.
It is unbelievable.
Super lenient.
It's almost like, well, just step right in. If you don't have one, there's many, many reasons why you don't.
Mm. You know, Dieter, I know you went to go early vote. Did you have to show ID, or did you just walk right on in?
Oh, no, definitely not. They thought I was there with my mom because I walked in with a woman. No, I'm not
Are
kidding.
Are you old enough to vote?
They wouldn't attend to me. And finally, I'm like, hello. And they're like, oh, we thought you were with that lady in front of you. We thought you were her son. And so I had to prove that I was a legal citizen, which made me feel good. I was confident that my vote actually was counted.
Patricia, I walked into my polling place, and a lot of people know me around town, and so I walked into there. I go, hi, Mr. Starnes, and I said, hello, and they said, we need your ID, please. I love that.
That's good. That means they're actually screening people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
love that.
Well, it sounds like you should come to Statesville, because with all these photo ID exceptions, you could just name any one of them, and you wouldn't have to show it.
Wow, Patricia, that's shocking. By the way, Patricia, I know you're there in the Statesville area, WSIC. I want all of our WSIC listeners, you guys need to show some love to your local radio station. They're hardworking folks, and I know they've got a lot of projects they're working on, and we just really appreciate them, and we certainly appreciate them carrying the show. So, Patricia, if you get a second, be sure to drop them a line and say thanks for carrying the show.
I'll sure do it.
All right. Hey, Patricia, thank you for that update. All right. There you go. An interesting story. I heard you talking about, Ben Dieter, on your radio program. There is an airport, and I think we've all been there. You know, you're at the airport, and you're saying goodbye to your loved one. You're saying hello, welcome back. And apparently there's been a big problem in New Zealand because now they have implemented a hug limit. So you're only allowed to hug your loved one for 3 minutes. 3 minutes max.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're telling people, what, to take it to the car?
You know that woman, Todd, that is at every international airport in America that stands outside of the drop-off area, and she's like the crosswalk guard of the airport.
Oh, yeah, the police, airport police.
Oh, but beyond just a police officer. They're intense. God forbid you pause your car and it's an idle for 2 minutes. They'll chase you down and make you scoot on by. So I think the problem was across the way over in New Zealand, and I've also seen this pick up some traction in other areas across the globe, when people are spending too much time saying their goodbyes, sobbing and boo-hooing, telling their loved one goodbye, and they said, no, we are going to slap a 3 minute limit. If you want 15 minutes with your loved one, you then have to go to the parking garage and you're going to pay for parking.
I'm sorry, what are you? You're hugging somebody for 15 minutes?
Sounds enjoyable, doesn't it?
No, it sounds inappropriate. That's what it sounds like. I mean, why would you even hug somebody for 3 minutes? That's a long hug.
I don't know. I mean, that's a great question for your listeners, because some people are saying it's absolutely inhumane. This is an inhumane policy that you would have these signs. So there were signs all across the airport. 3 minute hug. But I agree with you. That's a long hug.
Is that? Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure why people are.
It's like a Joe Biden hug.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's sort of like, why are you governing how long people can hug? But then again, you've got TSA, and so you're basically being sexually assaulted just to get on board the airplane. So I'm not quite sure why one is okay and the other is not.
Did someone give you a long hug when you flew to California?
Yeah, it was.
They have surveillance cameras, Todd.
Some TSA agent named Carl.
Lord.
Very cold hands.
By the way, you look like you had a blast in California. You came back with it. Guys, Todd has a tan. From the sunny beaches of California.
It was great. I had a great time out there. But again, going back to this airport, I do know, I mean, back in the day, and you may not remember this, many of our listeners will remember this, there was a time when you could not only pull up to the airport, you could just leave your car, like, parked there in idle, and you get out, you could walk your loved one to the gate, there was no security, you could smoke a cigarette, and it was... That's back when America was free, back before, you know, the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Hmm.
But that's how it used to be. You can actually smoke on an airplane.
That's insane. That's the wild, wild west. Zero regulation.
I think even the pilots and flight attendants were smoking and drinking booze. You know, it was a free-for-all in the skies, and everybody had a great time.
Yeah, but did they have Chick-fil-A? Did they have Chipotle?
You didn't really need it because everybody was drunk. Drunk or wasted. No, it was, I mean, if you remember this, and some of our listeners may, and they can call in. I don't remember this part of it, but back in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, you know, when you took an airline flight, you dressed up like you were going to church. I mean, guys wore suits and ties, and the ladies wore dresses. And now you're lucky if people actually wear pants on these planes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Somebody boarded our flight from Los Angeles. This only happens on our Memphis flights. On the Memphis, this has happened on the last four flights I have taken back to Memphis.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a whole bucket of Bojangles. Mm. The whole airplane smells like fried chicken.
You know, it's going to Memphis.
I don't know what it is, but people here love Bojangles. But man, they're scarfing it down and everything smells like it. It's just, you feel like you just smell like
grease.
You
know when this all changed? This actually changed on the crew side, not just the passenger side, where you have people showing up to their flights half naked. I mean, there's different viral videos that go where the crews will have to tell women if they're inappropriately dressed. You cannot get on a flight with everything hanging out, okay? But I actually think this goes years back when my grandma used to tell me of a time where flight attendants had to be a certain weight, a certain height. I mean, they had it down to every aspect of that person's characteristics, and they had to be pristine. And now, Todd, have you seen some of these flight attendants, dudes and girls?
Yeah, there were a couple, and one of them, she was having to lather up her sides with butter to make it down the aisle. It was terrible. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
We've lowered the standard. And now are we shocked that you have Boeing Airlines falling out of the sky?
Well, there's a weight limit on passengers. You know, that's the problem.
Oh, I yeah,
keep,
that's
I keep
true.
Thinking, I'm looking, at, and you're right, there was a time, and they didn't even call them flight attendants, they were stewardesses.
Yes.
And they look good. You know, they had the short skirts, and they were very lovely.
Now they wear culottes, or I don't even know.
I don't
big
know.
Old bell bottoms.
But there was one time, and I was thinking, I saw this flight attendant, very unhealthy, morbidly obese, and I'm thinking, God forbid, we all have to scoot out the wing of the plane.
She's going to plug the hole.
It's terrible. Bring some butter. We need some oil. What's up, please?
Some Crisco.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, we got to take a break. Can you stick around for a second?
I guess I'm going to have to and clean up on aisle 17.
901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Balance of Nature Supplements. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to him, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it, just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature Supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Ben Dieter, host of Wake Up Memphis on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, joining us online. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be on a flight, and your flight attendant is going to, you know, be on the full-figured side,
mm-hmm.
and she's not going to give you any peanuts.
I hate the snacks. I reject them every time. You know, I don't know. Do you ever swipe your card to get a banquet meal?
No, because we're fed. We have meals in the section of the plane that I sit in.
Oh, man of the people, Todd Starnes. Yeah, I sit in the port-a-pot back in the back, and I'm on Spirit Airlines.
But I smile, and I wave and say hello to people as they're passing by.
I don't know. I get a little anxious when I have to walk all the way down, and you're staring. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's
it's the safest
looking.
Place in the plane, though. So if the plane dies, the folks in first are going first.
Mm, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you've got a better shot of surviving.
One day, Todd, when I host a massive show that's even bigger than yours, when I expand from Memphis, I'm going to go to a Delta First Class Lounge. What are those called? The Sky Lounges?
Yeah, Delta Sky Lounge.
So I want to go.
They have showers.
I've heard they're crazy.
Outdoor. I'll tell you, the one at LAX is really nice. They actually have an outdoor deck, so you can actually, you're right there on the tarmac, so you get to see all. It's really a lot of fun.
That's super cool.
But you run into a lot of people there. You know, a lot of the celebrities are just kind of, you know, they keep it small who can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll get you in there.
Do you go undercover when you fly?
No, I mean, a lot of people know. I mean, I'm normally stopped a couple of times in an airport.
You don't wear like a hoodie with glasses?
No, I don't know.
With sunglasses?
Yeah, I should. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Because then people think, oh, that's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody famous.
They're going to think you're like DJ Khaled or something.
Mm-hmm. Who is that?
Look him up on the break.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, I don't know. It's fascinating. But all that to say, whatever you do, what is it, a 3-minute hug limit?
Yeah, and no longer, or you could be fined. So just move on. Mm. Get your hugs out in the cell phone lot before you get to the drop off. That cell phone lot is so handy. And when you're like waiting to pick someone up, I just hang out there. Except for in Memphis, the probability that you get carjacked is like very high.
May I just say the best airport in America? the best New Orleans International.
Really?
The food scene at that airport is off the charts.
And interesting.
It's just, yeah, it's a brand new, a couple of years old now, but one of the most beautiful airports. And it's one of those places where you actually want to go a couple of hours early just to sample a little bit of the cuisine right there at the airport.
Oh.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's really interesting. I don't know. I feel like when I go to an airport, I'm in and out as quickly as possible. I'm going to go see Grace Baker, by the way, this weekend.
In Chicago.
I'm going to be very through nice. O'Hare, speaking of airports.
I got lunch over at LAX. Fat Sal's. You would think that would be a good sandwich.
It wasn't?
It's kind of like Skinny Sal's.
Oh.
It is. Anyway.
Disappointing.
All right, Dieter, always good seeing you. Hey, folks, hang tight. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Todd Starnes radio show audience, we have breaking news at this hour. Breaking news, I say.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
This just in from Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Times has decided not to endorse Kamala Harris. This is a huge story. The Los Angeles Times, one of the largest far-left newspapers in the country, will not endorse Kamala Harris. They won't endorse Donald Trump either. They're not going to endorse anybody for president. Now, this is a big deal because they have actually endorsed Democrats going all the way back to Obama, Clinton, even Joe Biden. So what does it say about Kamala Harris that the LA Times is not going to endorse her? Something huge is happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is pretty shocking news. Also, President Trump announcing that he is going to be sitting down for an interview Friday with Joe Rogan, and a lot of people very excited about that. You know, Rogan is not a Trump fan, by the way, so that's going to be a fun, crazy interview. Well, I want to bring in a couple of folks into the conversation. We haven't had a radio roundtable in a while. I want to welcome in from radio station KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, our good buddy Jeff Stein. Jeff, hope you're doing well today.
Mr. Starnes, always a privilege. Thanks for the opportunity.
And from WPG, the man who's got his own street named after him, the great Harry Hurley. Harry, how's it going?
Todd, my good friend, great to be with you, and also my friend Jeff, nice to appear. And by the way, Todd, that is an endorsement for Trump. When they don't endorse Harris, they are endorsing Trump. They just want to still be able to show their face to all the beautiful people.
Yeah, you can sense something happening here, guys, and I think a lot of people, they see the writing on the wall that clearly something is not right with Kamala Harris, and I think there are a lot of people on the left, Jeff Stein, that fear Kamala Harris in the Oval Office.
With good reason, because she has not shown that she is competent to handle any of the tasks placed before her in the Biden-Harris administration. Literally, let's do a list, gentlemen, of her accomplishments. All right, time's up. There you go. It's a nice blank sheet. And it's not just the lack of accomplishments. It's the fact that it appears that everything she touches is worse. So I agree, the LA Times, if she were to be elected and it would go as bad as we expect, they don't want the blood on their hands. They're basically saying we just can't go this far. And Harry's right. By no endorsement is an endorsement.
Harry, I'm curious. There is a lot of scuttlebutt that even New York State may be in play. President Trump's upcoming rally at Madison Square Garden already sold out. But New Jersey, too. I'm curious, what are you hearing and what's the mood in New Jersey?
New Jersey is winnable, but I think it's like that fool's gold. You go for it, and if you invest too much in it, you wind up losing respectably but still losing. I think New Jersey is still reliably blue. I think that Harris will win it, which is a disgrace. She certainly doesn't deserve it. And if I'm Trump, I would focus on other things. I think the New York appearance is fantastic, though, because that's a national-type situation that he's doing. And he's probably not going to win New York either. But like Lee Zeldin, he'll do respectably well.
And that's really
And you help your congressional candidates by running strong in those states as well. So it's not for naught.
You see, that's it. And I think it is about those down ballot races and the fact that Trump is going to even try to make it competitive.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm curious, in the heartland, what are you hearing out in your neck of the woods?
Well, I think with regard to the Madison Square Garden appearance, find a more storied or famous venue other than perhaps Yankee Stadium, and that's busy right now for the first time in too long with a World Series. And so it's going to play well across the country. In other words, he's playing Madison Square Garden. Good enough for Billy Joel, good enough for Donald Trump. That's going to radiate across the heartland. And I think the big thing is turnout, because I don't think there are any, that wasn't exactly a news alert, but there people are decided. It's not that we have a big bunch of undecided people. It's a matter of, will they show up? And the more mistakes that Ms. Harris makes, folks who may be in her camp are going to be less likely to show up. They're not going to be motivated. And you tell me if there's a more motivated voting pool than those who are convinced that Donald Trump is the only person to lead us out of this.
You know, Harry, you're the one guy in the group here who's actually worked for Trump, and you know him. And I'm curious, when you look at how the campaign is going, how would you grade Team Trump right now?
I could not be more excited, because what you see is discipline. President Trump is on message. To Todd and to Jeff and to the audience, this reminds me of the 2016 campaign when Kellyanne Conway came in. Total focus on message. His opponent is making mistakes all over the place now. She stepped in the fracking mess again today. She's a hot mess. Everything is going Trump's way at the moment. Obviously, there's still 14 days to go, but when you look at what's happening, we all keep hearing what a tight race it is. All I know is this time 8 years ago, Hillary was up by about 6-7 nationally. Biden was up by about 8 or 9 points nationally. Trump is actually leading nationally, which means he will win the battleground states. He's likely to win them all. He'll win at least 5 out of 7, and he will be the 47th president of the United States.
As he says, matter-of-factly, mark it down here, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Stein, I go back to this weekend at the McDonald's, which I thought was brilliant. And you wonder how many Democrats over in her campaign headquarters were hitting themselves over the fact that they could have actually done this had she actually worked at a McDonald's, as she has alleged.
And that's the reason why they didn't, because there's no way she could have called upon past memory, because even though it might have been, I don't know, 40 years since she would have done it, she didn't do it. There's no evidence. She's not showing Social Security records to show she worked there. If it's your first job, you get a picture. I mean, are you telling me that this great middle-class household that she grew up in, when she got her first job and got the name tag with her name on it and the little cap with an M on it, they didn't take pictures at the house? Of course they would have, except it didn't happen. And it reminded me a bit of when Reagan got the line on Mondale during the debate. Even Mondale at that point just sat back and said, well, I can't beat this. And I'm sure that the Democrats did the same thing, Todd and Harry, on Sunday, saying, man, we just got pantsed and our lunch money stolen.
Harry, it's true. I mean, what a brilliant thing. And look, this would have been really a fun thing for both of them to do. They could have a fry-off. Who made the best French fries at McDonald's? But she's not that kind of a person. And I know they talk about the joy vibe, but the only joy vibe I'm seeing is coming from Team Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to always refer to it now, gentlemen, as McDonald's Trump. And you can also get the red paint and just paint out the MC, and then it's Donald's Trump. And this is bigger than I think a lot of people know. It's so relatable. I'll raise my hand. I worked at McDonald's. I worked the French fries. I worked the Quarter Pounder Grill. And you'd still, 40-plus years, remember how to do that. You remember that metal object that you would scoop up the fries, shake them into the thing. And by the way, I give Trump good form. They've shown that a number of times. He delivered the goods. And that did so much good, and it did expose Harris as a liar. And that's why they're apoplectic about that. They went crazy on Trump working at McDonald's. It was a masterclass.
So, guys, last night on my Newsmax show, we actually had the Brazilian lady who was in the drive-thru line.
Yes.
And we had her on the show. And before at the end of the interview, I said, I got to ask, what did you order and how are the fries? And so she got the Big Mac with the fries and the Coke. She said the fries were the hottest, crispiest, and saltiest fries she's ever ordered at McDonald's.
Well, that's kind of like the candidate himself, if you think about it. I mean, what a force of nature. He's the hottest, crispiest, saltiest one around.
There you go, Jeff. It's hot. And she also said to please not let America become like Brazil.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. And, you know, Jeff, you know, when you look at where we are as a country right now, and you've got George Soros coming in, scooping up radio stations around the country, I think it's a reminder that freedom is in a precarious state right now, and free speech is fiercely under attack. I mean, they're coming after Elon Musk. It's just unbelievable. But this is why talk radio is so vitally important.
It is, and the government, A, can't be trusted with its data, because B, the public sees it with their own eyes. Look at the Gallup survey, the Are You Better Off Now Than You Were 4 Years Ago survey. This is the first time in the 40-year history of that question being asked that a majority of Americans said they were worse off. 39% say they are better off. More than 50% for the first time ever say they are worse off. And the government can come up with whatever bogus statistics they want. But I saw on the Twitter X machine, so it must be true, an image of a shopping cart, and the caption was, the most expensive thing to drive in America these days. And it's true. And that's why people are coming home to Trump at the end.
And gentlemen, we have even more breaking news.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starn Show.
And we can now report that West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and Baby Dog are going to be appearing at a Trump rally. They're going to be joining the Team Trump road trip in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. All of our WSJS listeners there in Winston-Salem. And we just love Governor Jim Justice and Baby Dog, my sweet Baby Dog. He loves the Donald. Baby Dog.
You get Baby Dog. Everything is trending.
It's
Trump's
trending.
Way.
It's over. Just call it a day. Tampon Tim needs to head on back to Minnesota. It's over.
Has he figured out how to load that shotgun yet?
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, it's crazy. By the way, do we have that audio, Dylan, from John Stewart? All right. Hey, guys, you've got to listen to this. This is Tim Walz, and he's on with John Stewart, and it's just pretty spectacular.
The Cheney thing. Do we really have to do that?
It goes broader than that. Look, Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, Taylor Swift.
No.
Having the Cheneys on board?
Nah. You can't Dick Cheney or Taylor Swift. No.
We're a big tent.
What country did Taylor Swift get us to invade? No.
No, don't you think, though, that and I do this, I believe this.
Yeah.
There is still a core group of folks out there. You know, your point being, and not joke, the don't tread on me, the Reagan piece of this, the libertarian piece, but the constitutional piece.
Yes.
There are a lot of people out there. I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing.
You know, Harry, I saw Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, at the town hall yesterday where they had predetermined questions only. Liz Cheney said millions of Republicans are quietly going to be voting for Kamala Harris. Do you believe that's true?
Not for a second, and she doesn't believe it. Just a bald-faced lie. And you could tell how uncomfortable. The whole thing was smarmy.
Weird,
and just creepy, and yes, weird. And she had to say, we're not always going to agree. Yeah, no kidding, because you don't agree with Kamala Harris on anything. And look what they used to call the Cheneys. I mean, unbelievable names. Now for 5 minutes, they love them.
You know, that's a great point. You know, they keep calling Donald Trump Hitler, Jeff Stein, and yet, and including Chuck Schumer. So if I'm Chuck Schumer and I really do believe that Donald Trump is Hitler, why would I share the dais with him? Why would I share a meal and share a laugh with a guy I actually think is Adolf Hitler? I think that says more about Chuck Schumer than it does Donald Trump.
Without question, and it's why Americans check out, because they think the game is rigged. They think it's like pro wrestling. Oh, sorry, should have done a spoiler alert on that one. But it's a matter of when the public sees this marriage of convenience. Well, yes, I said that she was a horrible extremist, but now that we have a common enemy, you're just exposed for the fraud, the opportunistic fraud that you are.
And Todd and Jeff, it's also transferable, because George W. Bush used to be Hitler. The same people would call George W. Bush Hitler, and now they love him.
Oh, it's true. Harry, before we let you guys go, I know you just wrapped up your annual charity fundraiser. It's just an incredible event there in Atlantic City. It's really at the top of the social calendar for that part of the country. Give us an update on how things went.
Well, it was spectacular, and as you know, Todd, you can speak to it firsthand because you were our guest of honor and keynote speaker, and I have to say you were the kindest and modest? The man, Jeff, ordered a hamburger, didn't even cost us cheese, and the next morning a croissant and a cup of coffee. That was it. He had a butler who was fantastic. He didn't use the butler. He didn't order lobster, this or that. So, Todd, you were fantastic. The dinner went great. Michael Harrison, the founder, and obviously all of us know Michael, he's a great friend to all of ours, the founder and the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was our guest of honor and keynote speaker. He delivered an amazing presentation about artificial intelligence. Our audience loved it. We had a record crowd, record revenue. And Todd, thank you for asking. It went great.
Well, it's just a wonderful event, and I am a cheap date, but I just like a good burger. And I tell you, the Gallagher Steakhouse there, they put out a great hamburger. I felt like I needed to serve the butler, though. That was the deal. I was
waiting, but Todd never called.
Here's the thing, Harry. You need to understand, the reason Todd was such a cheap date is because of the mammoth breaded pork tenderloin we served him here in Iowa in June. I imagine he's still working that off, because I still am.
Sweet mercy.
Store those calories. You just keep that going.
So we were at, oh my gosh, that was an incredible event. Huge book signing. We had about a couple of hundred people come out. And where were we at? We were at some cattle something.
It was Bigfoot Betty's was the name of the establishment,
the cafe that we went to.
Yes.
That's right. It was a great place. Betty's, I don't know how big Betty's foot is, but that was a big pork cutlet. I'll tell you that much, guys.
Yes, and Todd Starnes is a member of the Clean Plate Club, boys and girls, just so you understand.
I love hearing that.
Yes, sir. That was delicious. All that to say, we have awesome affiliates, and our host folks around the country are just amazing human beings. And, guys, we're going to try to get you on our live coverage election night. We're doing 6 hours of wall-to-wall coverage across the country, and it's going to be a lot of fun taking calls from listeners and checking in on all the big candidates as well. So, guys,
I will be around, Todd, and let me leave a prediction with you. I know that Trump will win the Electoral College, so he will be both the 45th and 47th president. He has a shot to win the popular vote, a good chance to win the popular vote, and that has not happened since George W. Bush in 2004. That would be an amazing accomplishment to overcome California, New York, Illinois,
huge,
and all of that. And he could do it.
Guys, got to run. We are super late. But if you're right, Harry, I'm buying you one of those pork cutlets. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Todd. Right. Thank you, Jeff.
We'll be right back.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, folks, we got a quick turnaround here. Coming up, our good buddy Ralph Reed joins us from the Faith and Family Coalition. By the way, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available. And it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. Yesterday, President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina, and I want you to hear this encounter he had with a man who lost his business after the hurricane hit. Cut 11, please.
And Mike Stewart, the owner of Pine View Buildings, is here. Mike, please.
Oh, you're doing such a job. Thank you. Good job. Yeah, we had a business right across the street, like, with the Swannanoa River flowing on the backside of it, and we lost everything. We had 70 plus buildings. We drove here 2 days later, and there wasn't one building that was ours, but there were houses and trailers and tankers and all sorts of things that were strewn across our property. And we lost a business, but there are a lot of people who lost everything, including loved ones. And I believe that you can serve as a great inspiration to this community right now. And the reason being is I think God's given you an indomitable spirit. And no matter what gets thrown at you, you find a way to press through. And I think that'll serve as an inspiration to this community to press on and move forward. I can't think of anything I'd rather have than a warrior leading our country, a warrior who, with the help of God and with faith and prayer, will lead this community, these communities, and this country to greatness. So thank you for being here today.
Come here. I never heard anything. And that was from the heart. No speechwriter could write that. Right?
If you don't mind, just because my heart's about to be, do you mind if I pray for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, and all those that are prayers, would you join with me in this prayer? Father, I thank you for this man that you have raised up in this moment, in this season, for your purposes. And I pray that you would anoint him, that things aren't done just by might or by power
but by your spirit. So I ask that you would anoint President Donald Trump and give him a spirit of wisdom and understanding and insight as he moves to lead this nation back to greatness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I mean, it really is a unique moment. And I think there are a lot of people that do believe that this is a for such a time as this moment, and that God has raised up Donald Trump for this moment. That's not saying there's no Messiah complex at all, but just God uses sometimes the most unusual people to accomplish his work. And I think Donald Trump could be that man. Now, here's Franklin Graham. He was talking about this as well. He was invited to speak at this rally yesterday. Cut number 12, please.
President Trump holds the greatest rallies. No one in the history of the United States has put on rallies like Donald Trump. Nobody. People will stand for hours in line. The energy is unmatched. People leave excited, pumped up. There's nothing like a Trump rally. Yeah. Yeah. However, rallies and positive poll numbers are not going to win this election. It's going to be God. There's a spiritual element that's at work here. There are dark forces that are arrayed against this man. They've tried to put him in prison. They've tried to assassinate him twice. He's attacked every day in the media. And the only hope for Donald J. Trump and our nation is God.
There you go. And he's absolutely right, of course. And it was just a truly powerful moment. Again, a reset to remind people of ultimately what this country is all about. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Ralph Reed from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And Ralph, I mean, you heard Franklin Graham. You heard there's something going on with this campaign now.
I couldn't agree more, Todd, and I couldn't say it any better than Franklin Graham did. I mean, I am a good friend and admirer of his, and you heard why. Not just me, but millions of Americans. I think he said it as clearly and cogently as could be said, that this is not just an election. This is not just a political dispute between two candidates or two political parties. There is something spiritual about this. And, you know, when you think about it, Todd, the fact that the politics of joy that came out of the Democrat convention where Kamala Harris was nominated, and this positive vibe that they made such a big deal out of, how tragic and sad is it that politics of alleged joy rests upon a foundation of taking the lives of millions of innocent unborn children, that this centerpiece of her campaign is promising to pass a federal law that for the first time in American history wouldn't codify Roe v. Wade in the law. It would go way beyond that and impose on every state in America abortion at any stage of pregnancy for any reason on demand, paid for with tax dollars. And that's a spiritual issue. That's a moral issue. That's not just a political issue. So I'm really grateful for what Franklin said. And I think the president later said at that same event in North Carolina yesterday that he felt that God had spared his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. And he felt closer to God as a result.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, hey, Ralph, hold on. We actually had that audio. Guys, let's play cut number 10, please.
And my faith took on new meaning on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, where I was
knocked to the ground, essentially, by what seemed like a supernatural hand. And I would like to think that God saved me for a purpose, and that's to make our country greater than ever before.
Hmm. Yeah, to your point, Ralph.
Yeah, and, you know, after Ronald Reagan came within an inch himself of being assassinated in March of 1981, had the bullet fired by John Hinckley just been an inch over, it would have entered his heart and he would have bled out. He said after he got back to the White House that whatever time he had left belonged to God. And we saw what an historic presidency he had, winning the Cold War and ultimately seeing the disintegration of the Soviet Union. And I feel the same about Donald Trump. I think he's an historic figure. I do believe, I'm not a prophet, but I do believe the good Lord spared his life, and he spared his life for a reason. I don't know what it is, but I feel that there's a spiritual component that is new and different about his candidacy and about him as a person and a leader.
Ralph, let me switch gears here, and let's talk about just nuts and bolts. You guys have been out knocking on doors. What are the latest totals of doors that Faith and Freedom Coalition have knocked on across this country?
Well, Todd, through Sunday, I don't have the numbers for yesterday yet, but through Sunday, we had already knocked on 7,236,985 doors in the battleground state of evangelical, born-again Christian voters or faithful pro-life Roman Catholic voters. We're knocking on about 1 million doors a day, and beginning Sunday afternoon, we started sending text messages to those same voters, urging them to vote early and asking them whether they had a plan to vote. And these are not like the text messages that a lot of your listeners are getting, where it's just like go vote or send money. This is actually a conversation. We're asking them if they have a plan to vote. And if they say yes, we ask them if they plan to vote earlier on election day. If they say early, we ask them, have you requested an absentee ballot or do you plan on voting early in person? We provide them, Todd, in those follow-up texts with a copy of our voter guide that is texted to them so they can see where the candidates stand. We also provide them with a link that they can click and it will literally take them directly to their early voting location. I'm not, you know, obviously going to give out the numbers that we have currently internally on the early vote, but I can tell you it is extraordinarily encouraging. We are ahead of where we were in 2020, and I am absolutely confident that these voters of faith are going to turn out, and they're going to turn out in record and historic numbers, and we will end up, Todd, somewhere between 9.5 and 10 million doors knocked on. That is the largest and most ambitious and successful ground game operation by any public policy organization outside the Republican Party in your or my lifetime.
It's just phenomenal. And again, folks, if you want to get involved and find out how you can get involved, if you're interested in voter guides, go to ffcoalition.com. That's ffcoalition.com for all of that information. And Ralph, again, I think it just speaks to the, I mean, you guys are just working yourselves crazy over there. And it is so admirable what you guys are doing at Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Well, thank you, Todd. You know, we've got a great team. I mean, I'll just give you an example. In Georgia, we have about 185 paid canvassers. These are paid staffers. But we have over 600 people who are volunteers.
Wow.
Just knocking on doors out of the goodness of their heart. And that enables us to put more bodies in the precincts and enables us to dramatically lower the cost of reaching a door because we have so many people who are willing to work for free. So So we probably have 2,500 to 3,000 paid canvassers and thousands of others beyond that in the battleground states that are knocking on doors and doing this because they want to save their country.
And Ralph, real quick, as far as voters, you know, there have been that Barna survey out there, a lot of concern about Christian voters being disenfranchised and disenchanted with the Republicans. So it sounds like you're not seeing that, at least with the door knocking that you guys are doing there in the battleground states.
No, we're not seeing it. You know, and I think the world of George Barna, and he does, you know, great research on people of faith. But I think, let me just say this, I think it's apples and oranges. He's got one set of data that says and shows one thing, but it doesn't necessarily model what a born-again, evangelical, Bible-believing Christian is. Now, we've identified about 45.2 million of those voters on the voter file using the most advanced data analytics available in the world today. 26 million of those are in the battleground states. About 7 million of those are casual, low-propensity voters who have only voted in one of the last three elections or fewer. So that's our focus. You know, so George was conducting a poll asking people whether they were Christians or not. We were using data analytics to actually identify the voters that are on the voter file and model them based on about 147 different data points. So I feel very good about where we are. Are all such Christians going to go to the polls? No, they're not. But in the battleground states, Todd, that will decide the outcome of this election, I'm not talking about Oregon or South Dakota. I'm talking about the state that will decide the election, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, and then add Ohio and Montana because of the Senate races, and then there's a few real congressional battlegrounds. I am telling you, in those states, billions of dollars are being spent on both sides of the ball, and they're getting their doors knocked on. They're getting mail. They're seeing ads. They're getting phone calls. They're getting text messages, and they're going to come, and they're going to come in big numbers.
Ralph, we got to leave it there. We're going to continue the conversation later this evening on my Newsmax show, so folks, be sure to tune in 5 o'clock Eastern. For that conversation. Not sure what just happened to Ralph, but we certainly appreciate Ralph calling in. Again, Ralph Reed from the Faith and Freedom Coalition, certainly great news there. That's an impressive number. Very impressive. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, hey, don't forget, if you haven't already done so, you got to go check out NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Newsmax just filed to go public. Huge news. President Trump, a huge fan of Newsmax. And, of course, now Newsmax is one of the top U.S. news brands. Even Reuters says that Newsmax provides real news for consumers, and it's true. So if you want to see if you are eligible for preferred shares in Newsmax, go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, and there is only one way for you to become a co-owner of the company. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com right now. Make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor, and they'll help you out there. But you're going to love it, folks. NewsmaxInvest.com. Real quick, let's go to Mike in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
How's things down there in the home of the boot?
Doing well, doing well.
And look, the reason I called you is I got a few phone calls from other veteran counselors today. And we're about fed up with looking at the Cheneys. You know, we're still cleaning up the aftermath of their little influence peddling operation. And I got to tell you, you know, Todd, up here we have a program where we hook veterans up with horses. And I'll tell you, it's magic to watch what happens to a veteran with a horse. Now, You haven't heard of any such program out there in Wyoming at the Change Ranch, have you?
They
got to have a few horses running around out there, I would think.
Mm. Why are the vets upset with the Cheneys? And I've got about 30 seconds here, Mike.
Well, because I'll tell you, they're the ones that caused the misery that they went through in Iraq.
Yeah. Well, that's true. We shouldn't have even been over there in the first place. And that's the issue, at least with me, is we should never have been over there in the first place. And it's at some point, as Americans, we have to say enough is enough. But the reality is you've got the military-industrial complex in this country, and they thrive when there is war, which is why we were involved in Iraq. There was no reason for us to be over there. Mike, I have got to run, my friend. It is good hearing from you, and God bless you. Thank you for your service. Don't forget, folks, again, 5 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch my show on Newsmax. And very excited for Election Day. We are going to be hosting 6 hours of incredible broadcast news coverage. Ben Dieter co-hosting. Border to border, coast to coast. It is going to be a fun election night on the radio. All right, folks, get out there. Enjoy your day. Whatever you do, be good, America.